Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're currently going through the minor prophet Micah, and we are in the New Living Translation. This is Reader Month, so I am sharing some feedback that I've gotten from readers. This one comes from Gina. She says, I'm a girl from Taiwan, a little island besides China. I'm writing this email because of your podcast. It's God's grace to let me find your Pray Every Day podcast. I love your tender voice talking the Bible words and praying for me. Thank God to let me understand your content. When I thought that there's a person who is praying with me from different country by this podcast, I felt so appreciated. I was ever lost, but Jesus found me. I was ever filled of sin and illness in my heart, but Jesus purified me. When I seeking God, He always by my side. His words have the power which can lead me to live. I just want to tell you the podcasts you made are meaningful more than your imagination. Hope we can talk in the power of God's daily sufficient grace. P.S. This is my first time to write an email in English. If there's anything weird, please ignore it. God bless you. Gina, that one, I just love it. You did a great job in your English, and how exciting and encouraging to know that Pray Every Day is in Taiwan. That rocks. So today we are reading in Micah chapter 2, verses 1 through 6 in the New Living Translation, and this is what it says. What sorrow awaits you who lie awake at night thinking up evil plans? You rise at dawn and hurry to carry them out simply because you have the power to do so. When you want a piece of land, you find a way to seize it. When you want someone's house, you take it by fraud and violence. You cheat a man of his property, stealing his family's inheritance. But this is what the Lord says. I will reward your evil with evil. You won't be able to pull your neck out of the noose. You will no longer walk around proudly, for it will be a terrible time. In that day, your enemies will make fun of you by singing this song of despair about you. We are finished, completely ruined. God has confiscated our land, taking it from us. He has given our fields to those who betrayed us. Others will set your boundaries then, and the Lord's people will have no say in how the land is divided. Don't say such things, the people respond. Don't prophesy like that. Such disasters will never come our way. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you so much that you are a God of justice. And as I was reading these verses, I remembered the time when our home was stolen by a con man who named the name of Christ. And Lord, it was such a painful thing to go through. And Lord, sometimes we look at the Old Testament and we think, oh, God seems so judgmental in the Old Testament. But so many times you were talking about protecting the innocent and doing right by those who are being defrauded, by those who would oppress. And so, Lord, we have that same heart cry today. There are people listening today who have been defrauded by others, who have been oppressed by people stronger than them, more powerful than them, who had more money and wanted more and extorted it or took it or got it by illegal means. And Lord, we need your justice. We need to see your justice in this land again. And nothing much has changed. In fact, nothing has changed about human nature since Micah penned these words. And to the moment where I'm reading them today, people will chase after money for anything, and they just simply don't care if they're going to hurt others by pursuing money first. And really, what is the pursuit of money, Jesus? But it is a pursuit of control, because if I have money, I can have control and do whatever I want. And so, Lord, please forgive us when we chase after money thinking it will give us satisfaction, when in actuality we're chasing control. And Lord, help us to have the kind of faith that we need to trust you for everything that that we need, and to give you our wants as well. Lord, we pray for those people in our lives today who have been taken advantage of, and we pray with desperation and with hope and with faith that you would see our friends and family members who have been oppressed. You would see us who have been oppressed, that you would take note of those who profit off of those who are poor or who are needy. Lord, raise up journalists, raise up people who are prophets and prophetesses in this generation to say, no more are we going to be oppressing others, and that we can be that beacon of light to shed light on those who are harming other people. I pray that you give us holy guts for that now, in Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Some of you may know this, but since it's the beginning of the year, I'll mention it again. Pray Every Day has an app. It's absolutely free. You can get it on Google Play or on the iTunes App Store. It's free. It's free. It's free. I think I've said that before. But what you get is an app to put on your phone, and then it updates every single day at about 2 o'clock in the morning U.S. time, and will tell you when the new prayer is there. But also, there is a 366-day written devotional, so that when you're out and about and running errands, if you feel like you just need some encouragement from the Lord, instead of checking your social media, you can look at the Pray Every Day app and get a devotional thought for that day. So again, this is all free, and I would love for you to have it. Have an amazing day. You are loved, and I would love for you to rest in that today.